put in your closet. Or, well, they are American made. They're made out of die-cast aluminum, so it's not made out of plastic. It's got two fan system. The front fan, which picks dirt and dust straight, pulls into the bag instead of spreading it around. It's got a side fan. While the motor's running, it's cooling it off at the same time. It's the only vacuum that's got a two-fan system motor. It's got rubber-coated wheels, so once scratches stuff, it's blowing, wood flooring and blowing linoleum. It's got a front HUD light. It's pretty bright. Keeps up with the new generations with like Mercedes, Ferraris. Just keep up with the new generation, pretty much.
Is that an easy bulb to replace if it burns out?
It does not burn out. They have a lifetime warranty. You can actually put your kid down on the warranty if you have a kid. Put your kid down on the warranty, pass it on to him. So if it would have breakdown on him, he would pay $175 for a rebuilt brand new one instead of paying full price for it.
So it has a warranty, but you have to pay to have it repaired?
If you were to put your kid on it.
Okay.
Like if you were to pass it on.
Okay.
It's got two safety switches. One's in here, which use a power head for it, and it's safe for the kids, so they don't get their toes or fingers caught in there. It's got a side one. Both of them gotta be activated in order for Kirby to be turned on.
What has to be what?
The bag actually pushes this.
Yeah.
And it's kid safety, so you know, if one's not on or activated, the kids can't turn it on if there were any kids playing around. So that's a 32.5-foot cord.
That's nice.
So it's good so you don't have to keep plugging musical outlets everywhere around your house. And something new with them is the tech drive. It takes less than 1 pound of pressure to push. It's number one rated for back problems, arthritis, carpal tunnel. The Kirby can almost propel itself when it's on.
It's self-propelled?
It can almost self-propel itself. It does 90% of the work for you, and you'll feel the difference.
I've owned a vacuum in the past that had some self-propel to it. It was
really
nice, but it was kind of an all-plastic one. It was actually pretty light.
Oh, really? Well, when the Kirby's, you put it in neutral, you can slide it back and forth, push it into a closet. It's made for dummies. When you put it in drive, it won't move, so it's dummy protected. When you put it in drive, that's when the tech drive kicks in, and like I said, you know, it takes less than one pound of pressure to push it, so you can almost push itself. The attachments that come with it.
Just plug the attachments on the front with it open like that?
Yes, sir. It's also got a front firewall, so if you pick up hair, it prevents hair and dust going into the motor, so you don't get that stinking burning smell. You ever get that smell when you're burning or when you're vacuuming?
Only if the roller gets stuck and it starts trying to chew up the belt.
On the belt?
Is this belt driven?
Mm-hmm. It's not belt driven. The brush, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
brushes.
I had that happen once. The hair caught the belt and stopped it, and it darn near put out smoke trying to burn the belt up.
Oh, but we do give you also an extra belt that comes with it, which they rarely go out unless you suck up a sock or a clothes or something, which something you're not supposed to do, but common sense.